Okay, ready?
Yeah.
First of all, thank you to the organizers, Simcha Shadmi, and all the others who are putting so much effort in running this program. So the topic this evening was the controversy of Lag BaOmer. We chose it this week because to say it next week would already be Lag BaOmer, and if you've not yet counted the Omer, the question, can you say Lag BaOmer already? So the first thing is, it's an interesting fact that the Arizal, he lived in Sfas, same time as the Beis Yosef. But if you look in the Mechaba says, is it better without that? Yeah, the Mechaba says in Simon Tov Tzadi Gimel, the minig of the Avelos, according to the Mechaba, it goes all the way till the Lamed Dalad of the Omer, because Shoshan Poskulomus. So according to the Mechaba, Lamed Gimel Ba'Omer is still really in the middle of the Omer. No big deal. And the Ramah comes along and he says, no, but we're noyeg to stop the Avelos of Lamed Gimel Ba'Omer. And therefore, we're Mabe Ketzat Simcha. We have a little bit of extra Simcha, and it's ironic that it's the Ramah who's the one who points this out, not the Mechaba. And the Ramah, as we know, his yard site is also Lag Ba'Omer. Right, So the reason why, according to the Mechaba, it finishes on Lamed Dalet, even though they were still dying then, because we say Mixas Hayom Kukulai. So the question is, where do the Sfadim get it from to be Mekel on Lamed Gimel Ba'Omer? According to them, it's Taka still, according to their Cheshbon, is still part of the Avelos. The Pri Chodosh asked the Kasha. He says, "Lama noyagim lahabos pesimcha v'lamed gimel ba'omer v'loy loyma tachnon." Even in Sfadim, they don't say tachnon on Lag BaOmer. So it's a pella. It's still available for them. They don't have a haircut, and yet they miss out tachnon. And he says, "Near ketati de sasri." He says it's posh, an open steamer, and therefore, according to the Pri Chodosh, he's matter even for Bnei Sfad to have a haircut on Lag BaOmer itself. If you miss Kibbal Tachnon, then you can, there's no Avelos. It's a day of Simcha. And then he says, Miu yeish ledakdek besimcha zulama. He says, why on earth should we make a Simcha on Lag BaOmer because that's when they stop dying? He says, that's why they stopped dying. You know why they stopped dying? Because there was no one else. It was finished. It should be called Holocaust Day. No, it's not a day of Simcha. It's a day of commemorating the tragedy. And even according to us, there were still a few dying on Lag BaOmer. Right, okay, we've got the most shit it is to keep the Lama Gimel on different days. But Al Kaponim, they also use the Svav, Mixas Hayom Kukulai, that Miad Minet Sachama, then already you can start having a haircut. On Lama Gimel, according to Lama Gimel. That's why the whole Shiloh, whether you can have a haircut the night before. Can you have a night before or not? Yeah, also same thing with music as well. He says, if you say it's because they stopped dying, he says there's no one else to die. Lo nisha mem kulam mesu. So he says, Ma tiva shel simcha, so what's the purpose? And he says, Efsha, sha simcha hi aloysam tamidim shahoy sevacha kachwe vekiba shaloy mesu. It could be because he got, as the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, Samach Beis, that he went and he got five more Talmidim, and he, as we know, there was Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yossi, Reb Shimon, Izar, Reb Shimon ben Yechoy, and Reb Elazar ben Shemua, and he says, V'heim heim hamidu Torah ba'Isa Shah. They're the ones who established Torah at the time. So we celebrate not that the ones who died, but the next five survived. So that's something to be happy about, because they were the ones who continued the Torah. Noach HaShulchan says another reason why we're Mabe Ketzat Simcha and we make it like a Ketzat Yom Tov, and even the Mincha beforehand we don't say Tachnon. So the Pri Chodosh goes back and he says, if you don't say Tachnon the Mincha beforehand, then you can already have a haircut at the night time. He says, why? Because there's a Machlekes whether we say Mixas Hayom Kukulai even on the night. The Machaba in Yoyedea says no. We only say Mixas Hayom Kukula during the day, but there is a day which holds in the night time also, we can say Mixas Hayom, beginning of the thing. So Pri Chodosh says, Oy bazoi, halacha kidivi hamekel, this type of avelos, this type of thing, it can always be mekel. And therefore he says, not only can Sfadim have a haircut on Lag BaOmer, but he even says, even Ashkenazim, you can have a haircut on the night before. That's Pri Chadash. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains, the reason why we make such a simcha is for another reason. It's because, we call it Hilulot Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And in Eretz Yisrael, the Mabe B'Tfila, over Hadlokas Neiros, Al Kibrei HaKadosh, V'Oimim Shenistalek B'Yom Zeh. The Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was nifta on that day. So it's interesting, the Pri Chadash was saying, because he didn't die on this day, and yet, Punk Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who was one of those five, he also died on that day. Right? Okay, it was years later. But, but Lamaisa, because it was his Yahrzeit, so his Yahrzeit would make a simcha. And also, another reason, says Aruch HaShulchan, because he went out of the Ma'ara on that day. So that's already something, that he was banged up for all those years, and he finally came out and he revealed the secrets of the Torah to the world. So that's another reason. The Hagor Sagra and the Shulchan Aruch says, also on that day, Poskul Meisei Midbar. Even though we've got a medrash which says it was on Tuba'av. But the Gaon says, brings it down, he says, they stopped dying on Lag Ba'Ima. Maybe the majority stopped dying, or who knows. But that's the Gaon knew what he was talking about. So the minag is to go to Meron on Lag Ba'Ima, which is a mokum of the Kavur of Shumbay Yechoy. And it's brought down the reason of, this is a general reason of why to go to Kibri Tzadikim, especially such a tzaddik like Shimon ben Yochai, because it says a pasuk in Tehillim, Lekadoshim asher ba'aretz heima va'adirei kol chefzibam, to the holy ones who are in the earth, asher ba'aretz, they're not just in the land, but they're in the earth. So heima va'adirei kol chefzibam, all my chafetzim, all my requests are through them. Says Rashi, it's not a chassidish of Peshat, this is Rashi himself. Rashi says, Bishvil hakadoshim asher heima kavurim ba'aretz, asher hishalchu lefanecho ba'emes, in the merit of these people who are emes ayidin, who followed your ways, va'adirei kol chefzibam, Heim ha'adirim, these are the giants, asher kol cheftzibom, all my requests are through them, v'chol tzorchai na'asim bishvilom. In their merit, they have such a tremendous koyach, that in their merit, all the tefillahs are answered. So, there's a famous din, that Rabbi Shulman Levi says in Brochus Daftes, Kedai hu Reb Shimon lismei cholov b'shas adachak. And the Kutzvah Makdoshim write down, what do you mean? It's we only rely on Reb Shimon B'Shas HaDechak. You know, he's a great man, so if you need be like Moshe Feinstein, you know, Kedai Olismon Cholov, he's got broad shoulders, you can rely on his Pesach. So they say no. Kedai Hu Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon is so great, the B'Shas HaDechak, when people are pressured, when people are under suffering and they're under stress, they can rely on Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's great as a chusin. How do you know? Because I'm a foolish gemara in Sukkah, I'm here, I'm a base. Reb Shimon Yochai said, Yochai lani lifto es kol olam kulo min adin. I can save the entire world. He says, I've got very broad shoulders. I can save everyone. Rashi explains, Bizchusi ani soivel kol avinoi seyem. In my merit, I outweigh all their sins. Of kol olam kulo, right? You know how many avers are in the world? These chafer phones and chafer the technology. His mom is terrible in the world. And Reb Shimon Yochai says in the Gemara, I can save everyone. Right? Upetui min adin. Save them from Gehenna. So now we've got a ticket, right? We're okay now. He's soivel. Says the Marsha, why? Hainu she soivel avoinei seyim b'yisurim v'tzah shehoyoloi olavnoi b'mara. In the terrible suffering he went through all those years, the terrible suffering, it says his skin turned a different colour and everything, it was, and all he had was the carobs to eat and some water. The whole shayla, how could he eat the carobs? Because it came in a nace overnight, right? It goes into the ma'ar, there's nothing there. Comes out in the morning, there's a tree. So they ask Akasha, Ola, what happened to Ola? 3 years you can't touch it anyway. As you saw. So it's like the mon, you know, so Al-Kaponim. So he survived there, but those Yisurim he went through Mamish, terrible Yisurim. So that Yisurim of a tzaddik in Mamish carries tremendous weight in Shemayim. And they say also, there's three times in Shas it's mentioned this Kedai Hu Lismoi Cholov, in Brochus Daf Tes, Shabbos Memhei, and Gittin Yud Tes. And I saw in a sefer called Kedai Hu Reb Shimon by Reb Pinchas Friedman, he says, in the Hakdama that there's three times in Shas he mentions this din. This din is mentioned, and he says it's Kenega, the three in Yonim, which Rav Shimon says in Brachas. What are the three things? Tanya Rav Shimon ben Yechoy Oymer. Sholosh Matonos Toivos Nosna Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave three great gifts to the Yidden. V'chulom loy nosnom el al yidei Yisurim. But all these three things came with difficulty. An Elohim, Torah, it says Eretz Yisrael, Bo'olam Haba. These three great gifts that come with difficulty. So we rely on the Zuchus of Reb Shimon ben Yochai to help us through. Why? With Torah. You know what it says with Torah? That Reb Shimon ben Yochai was a nitzutz of the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. How do you know? Because Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and he says, Alisa la maroim shaviso shevi. The Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim and he got a captive, a shevi. Who is the shevi? Stands for Oisio Shimon ben Yochai. Then he went then Shemayim and he brought a gift down to earth. That's Shavisa Shevi. So he's a Zuchus Torah. Zuchus of Eretz Yisrael. Because the Gemara says that the story in Shabbos, Lamed Gimel, Takadach Lamed Gimel, Lagba'ima. So you remember that one. It's the story of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. How did it happen? It says they were all sitting together and Reb Yehuda says what wonderful bridges they're making, what wonderful machatzos, they've got swimming pools they've set up for us, wonderful. Have a Schwitz bar. He says you're going to have a Schwitz and then after the drink and then it says Gavaldi. And Reb Shimon says, no. Whatever they did for themselves. They made the bridges to charge us tax. He says, they charge us a toll when we go on the toll road, the first toll road, he says. He says, what a chutzpah, you know. And he says, whatever they did for themselves. They made markets, he says, to make zoinis there. It's all immorality. It's all for their own needs. It's nothing good for us. So he was standing up. Eretz Yisrael is for the Yidden. He says, the Goyim, they can't do anything good for us. And even what it seemed like, it was good. He showed it was really bad, because for the Yidden it's better maybe not to have these things. So Eretz Yisrael and Olam Haba, as we know, that he was Megala, the Zoya Kodosh, and it was Megala everything. If a person learns and he follows Reb Shimon and what he brought to the world, so the person gets Olam Haba. So all this, it sounds wonderful, that Mamma's running out of time. We're going to go a few minutes over. So all this is wonderful. I'll just tell you a little story, just to show you, I heard this from Rav Finkelman on Torah Anytime. So I don't know whether it's a true story, but it could be true. He says like this, there was this fellow, an old bacher, late 20s or so, I think he was called Zelig, and his parents couldn't find a shidduch for him. Come find Shidduch, a wonderful boy, Mamash, Midas Toivis, you name it, looks good, handsome, and a polite boy, what can be wrong? They didn't know. So they decided they'll go to Meron, and they'll daven there by the Kaveh of Shimon ben Yochai. On the way there, the Taka, the woman, has an idea. She says, oh, give up. All those years ago, we went there as a young couple to the Kaveh, and we said to Shimon ben Yochai that if we have a son, we'll call him Shimon. And we had a son, but we forgot about Shimon. And he's called Zelig, right? So they thought, maybe, could be, that because there could be a Hakpoda. Taka, we're going there, now we should ask Mechila. So the husband said, what do you mean ask Mechila? Ask the Rav what we should do. So they phone up the Rav. The Rav says, well, you know, it's not a simple thing. If you make a promise to have Taka, you've got to keep it. So you've got to add the name Shimon. He says, how come we add his name? He's already had his bris. You know, 20 odd years ago, he's had a bris. You call him Shimon now. So he says, I'll tell you what you do. Very easy. He says, in shul, you call him up for an aliyah, you give him the new name. And after the aliyah, you make him a shebeach, and you call him the new name. And then people get used to the new name, call him the new name. He's got a new name. As easy as that. So Taka, that's what they did. They go back to America, call him up for an aliyah. Yamoy, Shimon Zelig, Ben, whoever his name was. And then someone in the back of the shul says to the Gabi, he says, well, what's his name? He says, this is Shimon Zelig. He says, what are you talking about? His name's Zelig. He says, no, his name's Shimon Zelig. What difference does it make to you anyway? You know, I'm calling up his name, do you mind? He says, I'll tell you why. He says, my name is Zelig, and I've been looking at him for years as a good shidduch for my daughter. He says, but his name is Zelig, my name's Zelig. If you were the one in Chos, it says not to mess around with names. He says, but now you're telling me his name's really Shimon Zelig. Shimon Zelig's a different name. He says, then go ahead with the shidduch. Right? Interesting story. Anyway, Al-Koponim. That's one side of the equation, how wonderful it is. The other side of the equation is the Chassam Sofer. the Chasam Sofer in two places, in Shas Tshuvas, Yehudas, and Meshlamet Gimel, and Meshlamet Dalet, and also in the Torah Moshe on Parashas Emor. So in the Torah Moshe here, on the Parasha, he brings down a hesped which he gave. It was a very, very tragic occasion of the terrible earthquake which happened on the 1st of January 1837. And you can Google it, and you can see the printout of the British consulate report of what happened, and the list of the people who died. 4,000 to 5,000 people died in Sfas. The whole of Sfas was destroyed. It says, and in Tveria, 1,000 people were killed, and most of them were Yidden, because the whole yeshiva there were Yidden. So they made a hesped in Frankfurt, and Chassam Sofer gave a hesped about what went on. It was behind base. Anyway, he says it goes to the whole story. And then he brings down from Yisrael Misaklov, who was the Machab of Pa'as HaShulchan, who was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, living in Yerushalayim. And he said, this is already because it says in the Gemara that HaGolil Yecholev, and he says, why? Because they're going to Sfas and Maran and Tveria, and they're not coming to settle in Yerushalayim. He says, that was the reason for the catastrophe. He says, Vehine, says the Chasam Sofer, Legamri zeh mikorev mea shonim, somu paneim litzfas, already 100 years, they've been going to Sfas, kishom keva ish alekirev shim ben yechoy b'meiron, v'ha'ari b'tzfas. They're not interested in going to Yerushalayim, they go up north. He says, Yerushalayim nishkecha legamri, v'hu ir Hashem, shem Hashem shomo, shegam bizman hazeh mitzvah la'alos l'regal Yerushalayim. Brings down from the Yaivet, and he goes through in detail. And then he says, and what's this business they're going to Moron anyway? He says, how can a Hilula, a Yahrzeit of a Tzaddik, be a good thing? The Machaber says in Simatov Kuf Beis that the Yahrzeit of Nodav Aviyu is any Yahrzeit mentioned is a fast day. Rosh Chodesh Iyar, he says, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Mesu Boy Nodav Aviyu, it's a Yom to fast. Yud Benisan, that's Shemesu Boy Miriam. This was a fast day. Chavav benisan, that's the Yom Misas Yeshua ben Nun. And in fact, interesting, today was Yud Iyar. It's also mentioned there. And that was the Meis Eliyah Koyenu Shnei Bonov V'nish Ba'aren Hashem. Mamishli, it was a fast day today. Did you know that? You didn't know. The Meshav Blur there says. And because this is brought down from the Gemara, therefore he says, Ro'oi Lebal Nefesh Le'sanois. You know the Baal Nefesh, all the people who are machmir with the Erev who call the Baal Nefesh, the Mishnah said. Mishnah said the Baal Nefesh will fast these days, but they don't come to the Zivim talk of Beinus. Anyway, it's in Chayle Vav, they're up to Chayle Gimel. So he carries on. Anyway, so he goes there, a very big tumult, there's not enough time to be married here, but it's very interesting. So he says like this. He says, Lo yodati mah mokum le'ilula v'lazav es Yerushalayim. He says, and he writes down in the Teshuvah, in Reish Lamed Gimel, he says that, even though, omnom yodati ki shamati sha'achshav achshadori, o mimecho yovoyu yidrushu es Hashem b'yakodesh sfas b'yom Lamed Gimel b'ayim b'ilul Hashem b'yichoy, ve'im ki kol kabonosum l'shem shemayim. He says, because people go there, schorom rav b'li sofek, they get tremendous sechus, anyone who goes, avo mitam ze ba'atzmoy ha'yisi ani min ha'perushim. He says, but just for that reason, he says, I wouldn't do it myself. He says, Shulay etztarech liyosh yoshev shom, o mishanim in hagam b'fneim. He says, I wouldn't go there to tell them they're doing wrong. He says, v'shulay etzah lihischaba imam b'zeh, but I certainly would not go myself, says the Chasam Sofer. He wouldn't go himself, he doesn't hold of it at all. Very interesting. Right, we're running really out of time, but just to finish off with one little last thing. This is from a sefer of a friend of mine, Rabbi Tzion Cook. He was a Meshamesh of Yashu for many years. And it was Shalas Shuvah's questions and answers, which he was there and he wrote them down. So on Erosh Chodesh Sivan Topshin Samach of Vadayim, Shalas comes like this. The person comes to Rabbi Yashiv, and his daughter is a Kala. And she's Choshevet Linsoya Litfila of Sin Rashbi Bameron, Ha'im Kedai. He asks Rabbi Yashiv, the daughter's a Kala now, daven for the future, always good to daven. He wants to know, should he go to Meron? So the answer was, Yosef Toiv should tag it to Tehillim. It's better she should say Tehillim. So he carries on. But Gam Bemeron, he dug it Tehillim. She's not going to read the paper in Meron. She's going to say Tehillim in Meron. So surely Meron is better than saying Tehillim at home. So he answers, Imato oime shehin noisas. If you say that she's traveling, she bats locha zagazum. He says, Avol, Imato shoyer ha imlim soya. If you're asking me whether she should go to Meron, Odiv shetispalel ba koisel. It's better she should go to the koisel. So he asks the kasha. He says, Kaloima, shodif ha koisel al Meron? He says, is the koisel better? So he said, Meoilam is also shechinim, he koisel am arovi. He says, what are you asking? He says, the Shechina never left the coast of Maravi. So then he got the castle like this. Hari HaLeshem. The Leshem was Rabbi Yashua's grandfather. He says, B'Shem the Gro, the Leshem. Shehashchina Shoyra B'Kibri Sadikim. He tells Rabbi Yashua, your Zayda says, the Shechina is there as well by Kibri Sadikim, like we just put a pasuk. L'Kidoy Shema Shebaret. So Rabbi Yashua said, Zekmoy Hashuras Hashchina. It's a long dish of Hashuras Hashchina. The Ilu Akoisel Ze Hashuras Hashchina Mamish. The Kois is Mamish Hashuras Hashchina. So he says, so he asks right to the Kasha. He says, Ve'im Bemeron Tispalel Yoshu Bekavana. Maybe she goes to Meron and all the people there, she'll daven with more Kavana. So he answers, Zukufa Hashela. He says, this is exactly what you're asking. Madua, why is it such a thing? How can it be? How can it be? She travels there, she travels better. Have you a Shechina Shoya B'Koysal? If your mom in the Chazal, the Shechina is a Koysal, you don't know any better place in the world. And there's Shah Shemaim. So anyway, we'll cut it short, but that's the idea that there's two opinions to everything. Right, so.